Party do nosso Clube Autolarei.
Because Purbasa is part of
Incarnation of Vishnu.
More than Ambarish. Less time more than Ambarish. So this was also a device. Originally he is Vaishnava Thakur, former Vaishnava Thakur, Shankara. And that is why both here they wanted to give some instruction to go.
Was the one immediately aware that he was playing a role or he was...
No. But Durvasa is here. But now he must tell you, why I did it? And he was feeling the suffering from chakra. Oh, now I'm going to die. I'm going to die. Right here. Here and there.
Outwardly, the Vata Rishi was playing a role, and inwardly he came to glorify.
But you should not tell, I tell to you, that you should know. Not all bigger at all. But he was also a Vaishnava, really, his origin is Sankara, so he cannot do that.
So, when the Vata was unable to escape the very tremendous and ferocious heat of the chakra, he thought, I'll have to seek help. Perhaps Ramaji can help me. So the Vata, quickly, he was so powerful, he could go through space, and he went to the planet of Ramaji. And there, he fell at the feet of Ramaji, and he said, oh, my Lord, please, can you help me? The Sudarshan chakra is chasing me. Please give me shelter. Brahmaji said, oh, my dear Brahman, I am unable to help you because this chakra is the personal servant of Lord Vishnu, who is so powerful.
Servant of Vishnu, a part of this Vishnu.
Non different from Vishnu.
He is like Vishnu, being a part of Vishnu. And Vishnu is so powerful, I am insignificant.
Do you know in Puri, Jagannath Puri, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra and Kapilvarasa? Four are worshipped there. So, we cannot tell like.
So, Vishnu is so powerful, in just the blink of his eye, all the abodes of all the demigods, including myself, become destroyed. So I am unable to help you. So then...
What to tell me? Even Shankar, even all the powerful Sanatanandan, Sanatan, Kapil and all, anyone can help. So you can go.
So then the Vata, he thought, what can I do? Where can I go to find shelter? So from Brahmalok, he set out and he went to Kailash. There in Kailash, he came at the lotus feet of Mahadev, Shankarji, Sri Thakur, and he begged him, oh please, give me shelter. Please give me shelter. And Shankarji, Lord Shiva, he said the same thing. I'm afraid I cannot help you because this chakra is as powerful as Vishnu. He's a part of Vishnu. And I am quite insignificant in comparison to him. If you want help, you should go there to Vishnu. So Devasa Rishi, he was very powerful, and he went to the planet of Lord Vishnu. Just inside this? Inside this material universe, there is a planet where Vishnu...
No need of telling, it has not told there. So he thinks that he cannot go to Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, in this world.
So there,
it may be Karnathya Sai, Garbhodha Sai, Shirodha Sai, any, Shirodha Sai.
So he came to the abode of Vishnu, one Vaikuntha Lok, in this, within the Brahmanda. And there, he fell at the feet of Vishnu, and he begged him, please save me from your chakra. When Vishnu saw him, he said, Aham Bhaksa Paradino kiyam shatantra iva jiga sabu vegrasta ridayo bhakta bhakta janapriya. Oh my dear Brahmin, iva jiga. Vishnu was very humble and addressed him with honor and respect. My dear Brahmin, I am not independent. Aham bhakta paradi no. I am under the control of my devotees. Sadhu bir grasta ridayo bhakta bhakta janapriya. The sadhus, the devotees, they have occupied my heart. They are so dear to me. What to speak of my devotees? Even those who are the devotees of my devotees, they are so dear to me. Sadhavo ridayam mayam, sadhunam ridayam soham, madanyat te na janati, naham te vyo managapi. He told him that the sadhus, they are my heart, and I am always within the heart of the sadhus. My devotees, the sadhus, they don't know anything but me. Their hearts are fully absorbed in me. And I tell you indeed, naham te vyo managapi, I don't know anything but my very dear sadhus.
Also he told, well, you should know, any devotee who has left his wife, children, whole wealth, reputation, everything for me, all related for me there, how I can give up? Oh, thank you. So I must sit there and do such a thing. So I cannot do anything. If any horn has come in his feet, so it cannot come from him.
Lord Vishnu told the Vata Rishi that if you step on a thorn and the thorn goes in your foot, then you cannot remove the thorn out of through the head or through the shoulder. But rather, the place where the thorn has gone in, then in that place the thorn must be removed. What is the purport of this? The purport is that you have committed an offense at the lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj. So you cannot come to me or anyone else to become free from this offense. You have to go to him. And if he forgives you, then you may be saved.
So why is the purport of this instruction?
The purport of the instruction is that if we offend the lotus feet of any Vaishnava, then how will we come free from that offense? Before this class we have sung the kirtan. Hari Tane Aparade Tare Hari Naam. If you make offense to Hari, the Supreme Lord, then by taking shelter of the holy name, you can be delivered from that. But Toma Sane Aparade Naiko Erhan. If you make offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, then no one can save you. No one can save you. Hari Nam will not save you. Bhagavan will not save you. No one can save you. But rather, the only way to become free from that offense is that one must go and approach the lotus feet of that Vaishnava and very humbly beg for forgiveness and declare to him, O Vaishnava Thakur, I have made offense to you, and for this offense, my bhakti, my progress in spiritual life, everything will be checked up, and therefore I am fully dependent upon you.
But if he is so angry, and he thinks that, oh, he has done very wrong, and he is not getting forgiveness,
if the Vaishnava is angry, and he is not giving forgiveness, then one should again and again approach him, repeatedly, repeatedly, with tears in one's eyes, begging again and again for forgiveness. And eventually, he must,
if that person is dead, and you could not take forgiveness,
you could not approach the properly forgiveness, then what you should do? No. Then you should approach the
disciples of that Vaishnava. No. For all three chanting. And with repentance. Oh, Vaishnava Thakur, he must be forgiven. Oh, I know that you are still anywhere. So I am saying, he must be forgiven. And please, for you also.
What if you're still present? And someone says, oh, Vaishnava Thakur, I know that you are everywhere. So I say,
no. He disappeared from this world.
He disappeared from this world.
Some independent devotion of an impersonal soul, and he's just changing, wouldn't he have to surrender again to
Vaishnava? Anyone who has offended a Vaishnava and that Vaishnava has departed, is it not that the person who has made offense should again surrender to any bona fide
Vaishnava who is
present in the world?
Even Krishna cannot do. He should repent and always come on Krishna.
No, he says in that Vaishnava, that Vaishnava is a temporary thing.
Yes, that's
what
he says.
Only for this, I will change my Gurudev more powerful than my Gurudev. Oh, this is like an offense again. No. Only that. What has been told in
scripture.
Nama Pradita has been told.
Then the Vasa Rishi, having received this instruction from Lord Vishnu, he left the Vaikuntha planet and then he went. He returned to Madhupuri and he came to the kingdom of Ambarish Maharaj. When he returned, 1 year had passed, and for that whole year,
returning what he did?
When he returned, he came into the council of Ambarish Maharaj, and he fell at his feet. And he, falling at his feet, he began to offer so many prayers. He was crying, and in a very respectful mood.
Ambarish Maharaj, what's thinking?
Ambarish Maharaj is thinking, oh, this great Brahmin and qualified person, he has returned.
When he touched his feet, he became so much
shy.
God, oh, what are you doing? Oh, you are my devotees. And he wanted to.
Then
he was also so much
humble. More humble. Then Durvasa Rishi, he began to call out, Aho Ananta Gata Anam. Mahatvam Drastam Ajime Kritagato Kriyadrajan Mangalani Sami Ase.
No, not. Oh, then he told Ambarish Maharaj, oh, I am offended. You are not offended. I am offended. Because for me, you are for 1 year here.
Yes, for 1 year.
And I have given you this suffering. So please be merciful to me. And he began to pray that
chakra.
Oh, you are Vishnu himself. You are sun and moon. You are all in this world. You should say this thing. If I have worshipped you or you are merciful to me, then please accept this
Brahma.
And he began to pray like Vishnu. And then, by his prayer, chakra was satisfied and he went to Vishnu. Oh, seeing this, that by the prayer of
Ambarish
Maharaj, the chakra went and step left me, and oh, Ananda
Dasana.
So seeing this, then the Durvasa Rishi, he recited the very beautiful prayer that I have just recited, Ahuananda Dasanam. He said, alas, alas, today I have seen how great, what are the glories of Ananta Das, the servant of the unlimited Supreme Lord. They are so great. Their character is such. They are so noble that even though I try to do something bad against Ambarish Maharaj, still, he never became my enemy. But on the contrary, his heart is so broad and soft that he has offered prayers that my life will become auspicious. Then he said, Yanna ma shruti ma tvena, puman bhavati nirmala, tasya seta pada kimba jata namma vasishyate. What is it that remains for the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to achieve? Is there anything that remains for them to achieve? Nothing at all. They have achieved everything. And what is it impossible for the devotees of the Supreme Lord to renounce? Oh, they can renounce anything. All false ego, all pride, and everything.
Why?
Because
Yajna Amas. Why he told so?
And went to Narayan or Vishnu. And Vishnu told. And
the Supreme Lord, who he saw
and realized, oh, how Ambarish Maharaj, being a bhakti, is. Even Vishnu is honoring him and carrying order of such a devotee. Then he realized the glory of those who are chanting. Oh, you are not realizing this thing. You are thinking he is chanting his beggar. Chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, nothing, no power, nothing. But if he is surrendered, if he may be stupid, anything, and he surrendered, so then all power of Krishna will come. Then he will be so powerful like Krishna. So now he is realizing that I am nothing, I am like a mosquito in front of Marthis, though his family men, or so many children, wife, kingdom, always involved in so many things, but yet, he is not powerful. Because his power is Krishna.
Yanna maasuti maasena puman bhavati nirmala. The Vaishnavas, they have nothing to attain. Why? Because they are the servants. They have controlled the heart of who? Yanna maasuti maasena. That person who is so powerful that simply by hearing his name, those who are contaminated in this material world, they become pure. And he's so powerful that any place which is touched by his lotus feet, touches Tirtha Padakin Bhav, only those places touched by his feet, they become holy places, transcendental, sanctified places. So those who have become the servants of that Supreme Lord, how great they are. They are so great.
They are also told that I want to give them five kinds of
salvation.
What? Salokya, Samitya, Sarsi, Ayutya, all. But they don't take anything from me. They know that I am not a businessman. We are not touching this house, all these things. Then how can I say, then I can appreciate it. So Narayan told to Durvasa, and Durvasa now realized. So you should not think that Vaishnava is a very common thing and invisible. Those who are chanting there, and who have offered themselves in the lotus feet of Krishna, whether they are anything, but they are offered. So, now he is realizing, and telling, and praying.
So, Ambarish Maharaj was very concerned that his guest, the Vasa Rishi, should take something to eat. And the Vasa Rishi, his heart was melting and realizing the glories of Ambarish Maharaj. And he was very concerned that Ambarish Maharaj should take something to eat. So they say, oh, you should take prasadam. No, you should take prasadam. No, you are my guest, you should take prasadam. And in this way, Ambarish Maharaj, he induced the Vasa Rishi to take Mahaprasad. And when his guest had taken, then he also took Mahaprasad.
When he took prasadam to Vasa, and now he is satisfied. And now, chanting the name of Durvasa, Durvasa Maharshi ki jai ho, and Ambarish Maharaj ki jai ho, Ambarish Maharaj ki jai ho, and telling, and he went to his
abode.
Where?
Maharshi.
And then, what Ambarish Maharaj, with all his family. Now he took prasadam, and now worship. He was also very fortunate that for me he is suffering. So you should try to do ekadasi. No? Ekadasi has ekadasi too power, so much power. If anyone is not dying and he is in coma for so many and he is suffering so much, if one ekadasi fruit will be given to them. So at once there is a question and they can give up their life. Otherwise no. Understand what I told?
Mm.
What I told?
Yes, if a person is very sick and they are even in coma, so during that time, if on Ekadasi day, they are fed only fruit.
No, not Ekadasi day, any day.
Somebody offers the results of that Ekadasi on behalf of that person.
Okay. I am giving you one Ekadasi. And at once,
quickly. How do you do it? I am giving you? Like,
I have seen for so many times. I have realized these things.
Mm.
So don't neglect Ekadasi. If you are not sick, you are
strong.
Strong,
yeah.
Need to do. Nishchala. And if not nishchala, then one time it was some food and vegetable. One time. And if even you cannot do, then for you Western devotees, all few times, but little not. So, who are today fasting or observing Ekadasi, and tomorrow also? If you cannot do, then what is? Paradev, Nityananda Prabhu, and then you should do. And if you can do it like Ekadasi, you can follow. By Ekadasi, all kinds of purification. Rau Prema.
Shuddha Bhagata Jnana Renu Bhajana Rupuna.
Kartik, Subramanyam and Ganesh. Why? Oh, once Ganesh wanted to be very famous and wanted that I should be worshipped among all. So there was a competition among many gods. Who will come first after doing parikrama to this world, or he will be worshipped. Oh, Durga. He took his seat on
lion,
some on tiger, some on all
peacock,
here and there, all began to come. And Ganesh was so heavy, his trunk was so heavy, and his belly also so much, but his rack was very
small.
So he could not move, and then he was waiting what to do. Now all will go and come first, and I will be the last person. In the meantime, Narada came there. Oh, why you are looking? And you think that all are so much running and they will come first and they will be worshipped first, but I all will neglect me. My this right is not moving, not running, and I am so heavy. Then Narada told that if you should write Krishna here on earth and you should do parikrama of that. Oh, by this it will be or surely. He had no faith, but not told again and again. As you should see, you can say. And then he wrote Krishna name and he told that you should go three rounds. And he went three or four rounds. And after that, so many hours, oh, Durga and all they returned. Then they sat to see and to declare who has won this race. And at last Brahma came, Shankar and all other came and they decided what? Vishnu. Oh, Ganesh has won this race because he has written name and he has done before. So if anyone chanting name or doing parikrama of Krishna and he is worshipped for the whole world, why he should not do? So that very Krishna. Why Shankar is worshipped in the world and he told Bhagavan? Why? Always chanting Ram, 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 Ram. Always. Who is Ram? Shankar Shankar. Always. Now. Why Brahma? From what power he is creating whole world? Oh, by doing Krishna as this mantra, by this name he is creating. So if you want to be happy forever, forever, oh, you should chant and remember. Follow Ekadasi and follow all these rules, regulations of bhakti. Very easy. Very easy. And if you are not doing, oh, cutting animals, taking beef or meat or eggs and so many things, smoking, wine and all this, then you will be. You cannot be happy. Never you can be happy. So if you want to be happy. So very easy method, very easy method. Oh, even being on the bed, you can chant. At the time of sleeping, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Oh, if you are working, oh, you can chant. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Or if you are engaged in any worthy thing or in cooking or anything, and you can cook and cook.
Govinda
so many things, so many problems, or stop there. And you can drive and chant.
Govinda Rama Dharma Leti, Govinda Rama Dharma Leti.
If you are doing anything, anything, if you are going to bed, if you are coming from bed, if you are going to take bath, you are taking bath. At even that time, if you are going to latrine and urine bath, even
Govinda Rama Dharma Leti, Govinda Rama Dharma Leti,
you can be happy forever. All problems will go. What you are realizing, problem, 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 always problem. Quickly, all problems will go. And you will be happy forever. Yes or no? You then, by this, you will realize soul and super soul. And you can have that service and very easily you will be forever. Go, Brahma.
Hey,
go!
Have
you done so? No. Have you done so? No. Yeah. So you will do.
Hare Krishna.
Standing and making down.